I had a long travel schedule over the past 2 weeks, and I really wanted to spend time with my kids tonight, which it's usually sacrosanct. But Greg called me and asked me to do this, and he is such an important figure in this country. You know, such an extraordinary American hero. But I wanted to come here, and the other, you know, and Randy Rhoads to be here with her. She is like, these are the exemplars, you know, the paradigms, the models of what journalism and punditry should be about in this country, which is challenging authority and looking into the claims of government officials and being skeptical. And without that kind of integrity in journalism and that kind of energy and that kind of mission, our democracy cannot survive. And that's what I kind of want to talk about tonight. Tonight, I was driving down here. I had to go do a talk late this afternoon, at the New York Public Library on a new book, the reissuance of Barry Goldwater's 1955 classic, The Conscience of a Conservative, which I did the introduction to. The reason I did the introduction to it is because you read this thing and there's nothing in it that resembles the kind of conservatives that they have today. This is not conservatism, what they have. They pretend to be conservatives, but they have torn the conserve out of conservatism. All of the things like free market capitalism, which they hate. You know, they want corporate crony capitalism, and they want capitalism for the poor and socialism for the rich, and separation of church and state, which was one of the pillars of conservatism. Protection of the Constitution, which Goldwater considered, you know, was absolutely reverential about the Constitution. But these people have destroyed the Constitution. We are now torturing people in this country. We are wiretapping our citizens. We've suspended the 820-year-old right of habeas corpus. We've suspended our protections against search and seizure. And it's the biggest bunch of baloney when they say to us, oh, well, you know, we live in dangerous times. This is right. If you really look at it, and I have friends who died in the World Trade Center attack. My offices were destroyed in that attack. But objectively, we live in one of the safest times in the history of this planet, you know, for Americans. Because when I was a little boy, you know, and we had 15,000 nuclear-tipped warheads in Russia pointing at our country, each one able to destroy an entire city, that was dangerous times. But we didn't wiretap our citizens. We didn't torture people then. You know, we didn't suspend habeas corpus. We didn't try to send people to Guantanamo or do extraordinary renditions.